And then, of course, Calvin's article in here.
Yeah.
And Eva? I don't know why he keeps on doing this.
I just like the controversy.
I don't know why he keeps trying to perpetuate this.
This Balmos?
Balmos. Look at there. One's a killer and the other is not. What is that one's a killer?
Well, they're little.
Mistletoe's not a killer.
That was what the editor thought, but if you read the article, I kind of recommend that, you know, it is a parasite. It does intercept some nutrients in water, but it's not enough of a threat to control, I don't think.
But, no. But mistletoe or?
Of course, both of them. But,
well, it's a parasite, and usually parasites are not suicidal, so they won't.
Stress a branch, but
The way that Balmos does.
No, not like the Balmos.
It doesn't kill it like Balmos. I mean, it doesn't kill a branch like Balmos does, right?
Balmos is harmless.
What?
Yeah, it's Balmos. I'm sorry.
He knows.
It's not what I hear.
Why would he say that public radio?
He's been saying that for quite
a
while.
I like the controversy. Yeah.
Everybody knows and everybody agrees with me and knows that Balmos is killing these trees around here. And they even cut down, even if you see them growing on telephone lines, your reception is not as good in those.
Is that right?
Cell phone. Absolutely. It sucks the messages. Sometimes you don't get the full message when you're talking to people.
Huh.
It's a terrible
thing. Like when those people say, I swore I called you and told you,
chances are
the Balmos.
That's it. Intercepted the call. The call. I don't know why Calvin insists on doing it.
So what did Calvin write?
Oh, he's just writing in there about despite the common belief that it kills the live oak branches on which it lives, Balmos is harmless to the tree. Balmos lives on it. It attaches itself to the inactive horizontal surfaces where there is high humidity to collect nutrients and moisture from the air. It will even grow on utility lines. See, that's what I'm telling you. Cut down on electrical transfer and everything else.
You know, sometimes
it's always on dead branches. It just doesn't make sense.
You know, sometimes we've got that Balmos thing on the pole. Sometimes the power kind of flickers a little bit. Is that why?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah,
kind of flickers.
I think it's probably responsible for some of those brownouts. You know.
So if I went to plantanswers.com and looked through Jerry's columns on Balmos, would I find out that he has also said it doesn't kill anything?
Yeah, but with him, he kind of changes his mind.
I'd try to adopt the popular belief, okay?
I see. So you become more organic.
That's right.
And Balmos is killing everything.
And a good scientist, as more and more information becomes available, can change your mind. They need to, and that's what Jerry has done.
I've been working on it for 30 years. It ain't working, I'm telling you.
So
I've been won over.
Yeah, he's decided. If you can't
whip them, join them, right?
It's not a matter of scientific fact. It's just a matter of popular opinion.